November 6th, Friday, of the Virginia Film Festival 2015. I'm Sean McCourt. I'm sitting across from Caleb Dirks and Drew Maynard, the cinematographer and director, respectively, of a short film called Eustacud. That's all one name, all one word, which screens before Entertainment, the film Entertainment, at 3:45 p.m. Saturday. And I neglected to write down where is that screening?
Across the street at the
Violet Crown.
Yes, Purple Hat. All right.
At the Purple Hat. tell us about your short film, Eustacud. What's it about?
We've just kind of figured out it's a quarter-life crisis guy has during his lunch break. He tries a little exercise. It doesn't go over very well, and he has to process that with his limited amount of understanding as he eats a sandwich.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think it's a very relatable thing. Like we showed it at the Nashville Film Festival and had such an awesome reaction from the audience and just from all family members that like dad or uncles or just like way over. I should throw some ladies in here. Female cousins,
wives,
wives. Yeah, it's just so relatable of like looking at your life and being like, whoa. I used to be able to do that.
Right.
That was something I could do.
I can't anymore.
And I can't.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So it's a 5-minute little short film that really delves into that and makes you cry a little with laughter.
Oh, trust me, there's things that I could do at 25 that I can't do anymore. But you mentioned you screened this at Nashville. You're both Nashville filmmakers.
Correct.
And how long have you been working on projects together as filmmakers?
Our big first project that we did together was in 2009. We actually made this project called Backfire, which was at that time we were just shortly out of college, and it was that thinking of like, what was it that college gave us? What is it that working in the real world gives us? And actually applying ourselves. And so is there something that institution gives you, college doesn't? And then it was just this humorous look at how, you know what, wherever you are in life, things get crappy. You know, things will come after you and not go as planned. So it was another comedy, just based, dark comedy, based on this high schooler kind of trying to find his way through the day.
He's having a pretty bad day, too. Yeah.
Yeah, bad days. We love bad days.
So, Caleb, are you always the cinematographer, or do you wear different hats?
Commonly run the camera. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also does a lot of editing. Really solid editor as well. And
thank you, Drew.
Well, no, we did a funny thing with Backfire where we co-edited and we'd try to Frankenstein our edits together as like a collaborative sort of piece, which works.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's kind of become a precedent for other projects. I think we did a... We just recently did a video. I'm just going to bunny trail all over the place. We recently did a video for an artist named Thunder Bitch, which is actually Brittany Howard of Alabama Shakes.
Wait, is she a marionette?
She wears a totally different garb. You will not recognize her. So kind of, I guess. Playing a character,
it's
for
a
sure.
A character, yeah.
But we did a video, and when we both approach that edit, we bring, I think, totally different ideas to it. And Drew will come back with something where I'm just like, oh my gosh, that's unbelievable. That cut, the way it goes from there to there, just is so good. And then I'll have all of these wacky ideas that I'm trying to bring to the table.
It's good to get something that pushes it another level coming back from Caleb on there's how you push it that far.
So. Interesting. I'm talking to Caleb Dirks and Drew Maynard, filmmakers of Eustacud, a short film which screens before the feature film Entertainment at 3:45 Saturday at the Violet Crown, a.k.a. the Purple Hat. So you guys are Nashville filmmakers. Tell me about the filmmaking scene in Nashville.
Certainly growing with the Nashville show, quote Nashville.
Right.
It's brought a really nice infrastructure and a lot of crew. When we see the production trucks all around town and the big light setups, it just kind of feels like Hollywood in a way. And then the indie world is booming, I feel like.
Yeah, it's definitely brought an awareness to Nashville as far as what's going on there, and like there's so many creative folks that I feel like we see California tags all over town at this point. So competition is moving to town, and it is a wonderful thing. Like the quality of video just keeps getting better and better there in Nashville. And it's scary because I feel like we're very much like self-taught in many ways. We got some film school experience, but it is fun to have that giant push from behind, and also the guys that you can get to grip for your stuff. It's like, yeah, they came straight off of Nashville, and the knowledge that they have is just like amazing. So it is really cool to see.
Well, you mentioned film school in passing. You said before we started taping that you met at. At film school was like a one semester film school, like a film school boot camp in L.A.
Yeah,
called the L.A. Film Study Center. Tell us about that.
It's a Los Angeles Film Study Center. It's put on by a coalition of Christian colleges for colleges that don't have a proper film school program. And if you're interested in that, like was an English major. Caleb was a graphic design major. So you know you can't have the film major at your school, but they offer this program to just really throw you in the middle of it all and give you the 101 basics.
Do you want to transfer and lose 2 years of credits that were devoted to Bible studies? Or do you want to spend at least a semester of kind of in-depth studies? So it was a really cool thing, and had awesome internships.
Yep.
So these Christian colleges get together, they open up a campus in Sodom. In Los Angeles.
No rip tag.
Still yet.
I would commonly describe this as a study abroad.
Yeah.
And as you're saying, it's like a little step into hell or something. Yeah.
So you were both at Christian colleges?
Correct.
So do you consider yourself Christian filmmakers?
I wouldn't say that the label applies. There's a spirituality thing that is in works that we appreciate, and so it's like, well, we can say something on that level.
But this is a background that's useful to you as artists.
Absolutely. I think, like, I mean, that's an awesome question. It's something I love to talk about. It's also one of the things you're not supposed to talk about.
Right.
I think that those sentiments, those ideas that were, you know, taught, and those morals are so incredible, and I think it is a basis for truth. Whereas now in life, that's not something that's... it's not something I like strictly adhere to. So I would say, as far as Christian filmmakers, we're definitely not Christian filmmakers.
We have bad words. You say bad words.
You say bad words. Okay.
Yeah, but I do love so many elements about that, and I think that selflessness or that outward approach or looking at what you can give the rest of the world is something that absolutely will infiltrate the rest of my life and any art that we produce as well.
So do you have your own production company?
Formally? I wouldn't say we have like an LLC or anything.
Well, I'm wondering if there's you've got a website or someplace people can go to kind of keep up with their projects.
I would say Caleb's is the best website to hit up.
I have a very original website name, and it is called CalebDirks.com. But yeah, it samples a bit of my work. So you can check that out.
That's CalebDirks, D-I-R-K-S.
Thank you.
.com, and people can go there and find out more about Used to Could, which screens... I've already said Saturday before the feature film entertainment at 3:45 at the Violet Crown, and other projects that you're working on. People can go there and find out about it.
Yes, actually, we have one we're very excited about. Any of those projects on my website that are like notable and awesome, Drew might have had something to do with that. So you know, make sure you end up there. You're looking for Drew also.
I just need to get my crap together and get some stuff on the internet.
Drew has written an awesome script.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. It is great. It is also in the theme of sad days, and we get to laugh at the person experiencing that sad day.
Yep.
It is a relationship. It's a big breakup between a guy and his favorite brand of hemorrhoid cream.
He's a little butthurt. He has quite the robust vocabulary, so his self-seriousness and his butt problems.
All right, so what's the title of this magnus opus?
Thesaurus? Oh, there's a space.
Yeah, yeah, good. Yeah. Thank you so much. Just clearly that you guys just enjoy making films.
Thank you. We definitely do.
And I'm sure that spirit will infect audiences who go to see Used to Could, which screens Saturday before the Feature Film Entertainment at 3:45 at the Violet Crown. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thanks for letting us sit down.
It's been so awesome.
And I hope we could see you back here again.
Cool.
Sounds great.
All right, thanks.